Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Misfits Radio Show. Once again, your host, your DJ, Alex Bender. I'm in a calm mood tonight because, you know, it's 1:20 in the morning, and I'm doing this for you guys. So please show some dignity and please vote at the site at www.zxdware.net/misfits/ and vote on the DBZ Top 100 and the DBZ Top 50 or something. Well, we got a great show lined up tonight. We're going to get to hear the bio of a madman. And we'll tell you who that is in a minute. But right now, I'd just like to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And, you know, whatever. And I hope you're with your family all safe and stuff. So, I'll get right down to business. And here we go. And here he is, right now.
Dr. Evil.
Hello, Dr. Evil. Welcome today. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. We're kind of wondering, you know, what makes you, you?
Details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Aw, oh, come on, dude. You can tell us. We're all here in radio. Come on.
Come on, please. Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Dilmo ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
Okay, well, thank you for that interesting bio, Dr. Evil. Your son Scott, now, are you trying to kill him or what, you know, because he's here today. We can bring him in if you want. And here he is, Scott Evil.
Hello, everybody. Well, I just really met my dad for the first time 5 days ago.
I was partially frozen his whole life.
He comes back and now he wants me to take over the family business.
But Scott, who's going to take over the world when I die?
Well, Scott, what do you want to do? I mean, if you don't want to take over the family business.
I don't know. I was thinking I like animals. Maybe I'd be a vet.
An evil vet?
No. Maybe like work in a petting zoo.
An evil petting zoo?
You always do that! I just think like he hates me. I really think he wants to kill me.
I don't think he wants to kill you, dude. I don't know, but, you know, he kind of is crazy. So, I don't know. I don't think he wants to kill you. I mean, he's your father, crying out loud.
Actually, the boy's quite astute. I really am trying to kill him, but so far unsuccessfully. He's quite wily, like his old man.
This is what I'm talking about.
Wow, for real, dude? Dr. Hill, you need to get a CAT scan. Has anybody ever told you that? Well, anyway, we're lucky to have you as a Saiyan. And, you know, you're a value to our race and cause or whatever. But, you know, oh my god, I really gotta get going. I am pretty fucking tired, and I will see you all later. Thank you, Dr. Evil. Thank you, Scott, for being such a wonderful guest on my show today. WKD Sands saying, if you're a Namek, stay out of my way. or something. Anyway, I gotta go. I'll see you later. Bye. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Peace.